ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi law qarantani bil asfad ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. Oh Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I were cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ, if the people were eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ, if I was ordered by you to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if you put a barrier between me and the pious people, ما قطعت رجائي منك, I would not cease to have hope. وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon and your mercy. ولا خرج حبك من قلبي, O Allah, this, even this, would not take away your love from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا, I have not forgotten the bounties and the protection you made available for me in this world. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episode, we discussed the concept of fear and hope and how to practically strike a balance between them. And exactly this part of our discourse on the supplication of Abu Hamza was discussing. Imam alayhi salam says he has such high hopes on the Almighty Allah that even if he were to come to Allah with the disgrace, with committing sins, he still has hope that he would come to the Almighty Allah and Allah will have compassion for him. There are many similar passages in our supplications and litanies transmitted from the infallible Imams. In Dua al-Kumail, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ya Mawlai, فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ, my protector, how should he remain in chastisement while he has hope of your previous clemency? أَمْ كَيْفَ تُؤْلِمُهُ النَّارِ وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ, How can the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? So now it would be our responsibility to reflect a bit on ourselves and ask, can we really make such a supplication? Can we really talk to our Lord, our Creator, to the absolute cause of this role and the other like that? Can we have such sincerity with the Almighty Allah that even if people were all eyes and ears to see and hear our disgraces and infamies, we would be still pinning our hope on God? We would be hopeful of His previous clemency? Is it really true that on the Day of Judgment, if God exposes our sins before His creatures, before our brothers and sisters, if God enchains us and sends us to hell, we will still hope for His mercy? And more than this, can we still supplicate in such a way that our love for Him is not removed from our hearts and we still love Him? We all do need to reflect on ourselves.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
So, being in such situation that Imam alayhi salam describes in this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza is really hard, and at the same time having our hopes on him. We cannot sincerely make such a claim. The way we behave, the way we think in this world bears testimony to this fact that we are not able to talk like Imam does. If we encounter a problem which is not easily solved, we naturally, in the first place, complain to God. Not only that love of Him has not remained in our hearts, but we also nurture an ill feeling toward Him, God forbid. We are so attracted, so attached to this world, that separation from it is sometimes unimaginable for us. So our spiritual state does not correspond with that supplication. We cannot utter by ourselves this part of the supplication as with so many other parts of the other supplications. The point is that this supplication must be recited, must be read by the supplicant in order to nurture that kind of feeling and love in ourselves towards Allah. Only the likes of Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam can talk to God like that sincerely and make such a claim. But we utter these statements, we recite them as a way of quoting Imams. Nevertheless, we must endeavor to create these states that bring and nurture that love of Almighty Allah in our hearts. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.